Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro Call. Today is May 30th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to MotoVitality on whatever podcast application you happen to be using, or by visiting MotoVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. Definitely like it when you guys are on live, though. I love to have the conversations. I love the ideas. I love when you guys submit ideas for us to talk about. Had a couple submissions, last week for topics that we're going to be doing in the coming weeks, but I always appreciate that. It makes it a lot easier for me to come up with those ideas. I guess I'm going to start the call off the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that is worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Any questions you might have? Anybody have anything? So I hope everybody had a great weekend, and I guess then if nobody has anything or nobody wants to jump in on that, then we'll jump right in on our topic. I want to ask Paul, how did your race go, the marathon?
It went very, very well. What can I say? Weather was a little questionable first thing in the morning. It was not hot. They never use the full contingency of water, but they have to make sure that they have enough water. So we had like 700 5-gallon bottles of water throughout that race course. And my guys did a great job. They showed up at 4:30 in the morning, or they're on the course at 4:30 in the morning. Trucks looked good. I got some video of them pulling out of here and some other pictures of the event. So I will post them on a social media thing somewhere along the lines once I find the time. But all in all, it was great. It was really, really good.
So our conversation about that. Oh, go ahead, Paul. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Joe. Paul, did you run it?
No, please.
The only time this is going to be recorded, but the only time I run is when I'm being chased or I have to go to the bathroom. I'm running to the bathroom.
You said this is being recorded. I thought there was going to be something like really horrible, like what I say when it's recorded.
So many people ask me if I'm a runner, and I have just always struggled with running. You know, I can bike, I can mountain bike, I can downhill ski, I can water ski, I can do so many different things, but running just really hurts.
Yes, you know, interestingly enough, when people look at me, anybody who's seen me, they look at me and they go, that's a guy that has a runner's build. Which is absolutely not true at all, but I did used to run a lot. I like running. I like getting my heart rate up and it drops the weight off like crazy, but I can't do it anymore. It just tears my knees up and it kills me. So I'm with you, Paul, but Paul, our conversation last week did kind of spawn the idea for the conversation this week, and I'm not really sure exactly where this is going to go. And I was trying to think, because I do like this call to be relevant to what we all run into. I know there are people on this call, you know, that I don't know all who was here, but generally it's the people who listen. I'm always amazed when I look at the stats. There's well over 100 of you that download this thing every week. So I don't know if it's the way, you know, if everybody's listening to every call when they download it. But I know that there's salespeople out there and owners and managers and people talking about the things that we talk about on this call, plus those of you that are here and put this on your calendar and do it live. So I was thinking, you know, what is the relevance of our topic today? And it was spawned a little bit by what you were talking about last week, Paul, with giving the water away at the race and what you get out of that. You know, the thing is, when you do that, you are definitely giving back to the community. But they see your logoed bottles. You just said your trucks were clean. You've got it out on social media. And so there is some publicity for that. You know, there's a return and some real value in what we do for to be seen donating and giving that stuff to the community. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about stealth giving, though, you know, about giving when nobody knows that you're giving. And is there a value to doing those kinds of things? And I definitely do not want to approach this in such a way that in any way makes the kind of thing that you did, Paul, you know, where, especially in a business where, you know, that is some of the ROI, even if you can't quantify it, even if you can't measure what you get from that, you know, there's no specific number of leads that come from that. People, it does generate that community recognition, you know, that you are part of that community, you know, that you're there. But I was thinking, you know, how many times do we do that with a motivation for that, you know, of being recognized, of being seen in the community? And are there opportunities, are there times to do things for our customers or our communities in this industry where we don't get any recognition for it? And, you know, the story, when I was in high school, this was way back when, you know, last century, literally. It's crazy to say that, but they offered driver's ed in the high school. And I remember I was 15, and when I started this was my senior year of high school, I graduated a little early, but I remember the first semester when I was taking driver's ed before I turned 16, I was sitting in the back row, and there was this girl sat right in front of me who was way out of my league. I mean, she was, you know, cheerleader and, you know, I was a 15-year-old kid, right? But anyway, she was talking to another one of her friends. And this would have been, you know, in September, you know, the first couple days of school. She was talking to one of her friends about when she turned 16, when her birthday was. And it just so happened that her birthday was the day before my birthday, all the way in November. And this girl, I never talked to her. She never even looked at me. There was never any recognition, you know, no acknowledgement of my existence whatsoever. But I made it a point I had a job. I was delivering newspapers, you know, getting up and delivering newspapers. And I worked at Long John Silver's on the weekends, which was, yay, Long John Silver's. But, you know, so I had money. For a teenager, I had some extra money. So on the morning of her birthday, I went and bought a huge, back then it was like $50 worth of flowers, which was a huge bouquet of flowers. And I had gotten a ride, and I bought the flowers the day before, and I'd gotten a ride in and had snuck into the room before. I was in telecommunications, so I had passes and I was able to get out and get around and everything. So before the class started, I took and put this huge bouquet of flowers on her desk with a card that just simply said happy birthday and didn't sign it or do anything. And, and then left the room, you know, and came back right before the bell rang while her and her, I'd put this on her desk, you know, that just said happy birthday. And her friends were all like, who's it from? Who's it from? And I just walked in and I sat down and just sat there and watched this communication and her friends all talk about it and surmise who would have brought them and who they were from. And I remember this was maybe one of my first experiences in this type of giving. I so thoroughly enjoyed that, you know, to sit back there and watch that and just to be able to see the reaction and the happiness and the the excitement and trying to figure out who they were from. And I never told her. I couldn't even to this day remotely tell you what her name was or anything. I'm sure she has no idea who I am. But I love that type of giving. I love, and it sort of set the stage for opportunities, you know, to be able to do stuff like that. And I, you know, there's, I don't know, you sometimes see the pay it forward stuff, you know, it shows up on the news sometimes where somebody buys a coffee for the next person, you know, at Starbucks, and they're like, hey, I'm going to buy that person's coffee, and they just pass it down the line. I have found in my life that when I'm struggling the most, it happened just recently. And I don't know what it is. And I wanted to have this conversation because I'm kind of curious if anybody else does anything like this, but I've lived by this philosophy that the more you give, the more you get, and that the universe, and you call it whatever you want, you know, karma or God or balance or yin and yang. I don't know. Okay. But what I have found that when I'm struggling, when I am most stressed over my bills or over, I found this to be the case when I was in sales, when I was having a really bad month, when I wasn't, you know, when I wasn't closing, when there was a bill looming, this happened earlier this year when we were looking at it's funny, you know, we built this installer training facility here, which is crazy. And I took out the loan that I had to build this thing was bigger than the loan I had for my house and 10 and a half acres. And so it was scary. And, you know, interestingly enough, the bank wants their money back. I didn't realize, but they actually want their money back. And so, you know, when we don't sell classes, or if we don't have a lot of classes looming, it's a little scary. And that we were faced with that, you know, where we're like, okay, you know, where do I start on selling these classes? This is earlier this year. And I've just habitually found that's the point when I'm faced with those kinds of points, those kinds of periods, that's when I have to let it all go and start giving to other people. So I was at Walmart, and when I go to the store, it's so hard to find an actual person these days. But there are still a few, and sometimes the line is longer. So I decided to go through the checkout line where there was an actual person there. And I had made a commitment that no matter what, whoever was behind me online, I was going to buy their groceries or their, you know, whatever they had in their cart. Didn't matter what it was. I was going to pop it out and I was going to buy it. And so I stood there, in line. I looked to see who came behind me. It was a lady that she had a semi full cart. You know, I'm looking at that going, okay, this isn't like a 85 inch television, big sounds, you know, that might've changed it, you know, but anyway, I looked at her and I checked out and I told the cashier, I'm going to buy this lady's groceries too. And she was like, oh no, you can't do that. You can't do that. And I'm like, I'd like to just pay it forward is all I ask, you know, just give it to somebody else and, you know, pay it forward. And she goes, oh, I will. And it came to be about $130. And I left there, you know, I did not have a company logo on. I didn't have a shirt on. Actually, I think I'd been doing some work and had like a ragged hoodie and, you know, looking pretty rough. But what is interesting, and this never fails me. It has never failed me when I've done this ever. I can't think of a time where this has ever not worked for me. But it was interesting because that next week after that, the phone started ringing and we literally sold out we're sold out right now until August on classes. And we sold those classes out, started selling them out literally the week after I did that at Walmart. And this was just, you know, a few months ago. I have always said that I believe that if somebody were the most selfish person in the world, if they really wanted everything, right? They were totally selfish. If they were also selfish and smart, they would be willing to give away everything that they had. In my experience, they're never related. Clearly, buying groceries for some stranger at Walmart had nothing to do with selling installer training classes from all over the, you know, from people all over the country. But it works for some reason. I don't understand it. I used to do it when I was in sales, when I was having a bad week or a bad month. I'd find a way to start just doing things without telling anybody, without, you know, with no recognition, no hope of doing the. Now you still got to go out there and do other things, right? You still have to do those things like what you did, Paul, and you still got to make the sales. You know, you still got to get on the phone, you got to call people. But that's my experience. That has worked for me. I'm curious if there are other people on this call that have experienced the same thing, or that have ever tried that, or if you have a different philosophy, or maybe an explanation as to why this seems to work. But my experience is the more you give, the more you get, and the more you get, you sometimes get a lot more when you're not giving something with an expectation of any type of return. Thoughts on this? Am I just out there? Is this coincidence?
I think that random acts of kindness change how you perceive things and how you present yourself. And so when you do a random act of kindness for anybody, it may put a skip in your step, and then when you're going out and doing something else in your business-related field, you have a little bit more of a skip in your step. Your personality might change a little bit. You present possibly better, in my opinion, from the times that I have done it. My wife and I are always doing things like that, just because. Why not? If we're capable of doing it, and we're certainly not looking for anybody to thank us or do anything, but it certainly does change. You know, I think it changes how we present ourselves moving forward with others.
So it just makes you feel good. And so the way, yeah, I do, because it makes you feel warm and fuzzy. And then the way you're talking to other people, it's like you, yeah, I think that that's definitely part of it for sure.
Yeah. If you're having a really
anybody else
day, do something nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yes, it does. It does change it. Yeah.
Stacy here. I've always
hey,
really believed you get back what you put out in the world. I mean,
yeah.
I know people that have negative attitudes in life, and it's because they create their own negativity. I had someone once tell me, she goes, "I wish I could be more like you, like satisfied in life." And I'm like, I just kind of looked at her and I said, "That's a choice." But I think whatever
yeah.
positivity or negativity you put out in the world comes back to you. So it's your choice to be positive.
Yeah. I think it's hard sometimes. Look, I try really hard to present myself as being positive and energetic and you know, it's for me, I mean, look, we're all human and we all have those bad days where things happen and it's hard, you know, it's hard to face the day. It's hard to do all of that. And you're right, Stacey, that's when, and Paul too, when you said that, you know, when I'm feeling like that, that's what I look for those opportunities to do those things. 'Cause it makes me feel good and it does help me kind of, embrace the day and have a better attitude. I also tend to withdraw from people when I'm feeling like that too, because I never, I never want, it's emotions and attitudes are contagious. You know, when you know those people that, I'm sure you guys know those people that when they walk into a room, they brighten the room. You know, everybody, they walk into the room and everybody's happy to see them. Like, hey, how's it going? But there are also those people that when they walk into a room, no matter how excited and happy the room has been before, it just suddenly changes the whole atmosphere, you know. So attitudes are contagious, you know, and so you're right. If you, you know, if you, and I think, Paul, you might be on to it there, but, you know, people can sense that. Even if they don't, they can't put their finger on it specifically, they sense that. And maybe that's what happens when you go out there and you present to your customers too. I mean, and I think that's a sales relevant thing too, right? If you're going out there when you're looking on those sales appointments and your interest and your motivation is truly, truly to help that person. And whether it's to, whether you make a sale or not, you're looking for ways to help, to find a solution for this total stranger who trusts you enough to let you into their private space, into their home. And you're going out there with the sincerest intention of helping them. Maybe that's what it's all about too. Maybe that's why they buy from you, because they can sense that, because attitudes are contagious and they sense that. Who else has thoughts on this? It's one of those sappy topics.
Hey, Kelly, it's Paul.
Go ahead.
I certainly think that there is something that I think, I don't know if it produces endorphins. I don't know what it is. But when you do make an altruistic gesture or do something like what you said where, you know, you help someone. I mean, I had a lady a couple of weeks ago. I was in a parking lot driving through and the hood was up on the car. So I stopped and her husband was behind the wheel. And I said, you know, what's up? And I said, do you need a jump start? She's like, yeah. And I said, I got cables. And the woman, I got the cables and tried to jump. It didn't work anyway. But the point was, she was so surprised that somebody would stop. It's like, what's the big deal, right? I mean, I got the jumpers.
Yeah.
And she came over and hugged me, and she started crying. And, I mean, obviously, I felt great after I left, even though I left her in tears. It was the right kind of tears.
I was going to say, Paul, you made the lady cry, and you left going, well, yay, my day is complete.
But it's, I mean, it's not that they don't know. Like in your case, you know, maybe sometimes they don't know, but it's just something that you're able to help somebody, and it left me with a good feeling.
Yeah.
You know? So it was
absolutely.
Nice, it was a nice. Anyway,
it's been on the flip side of that, and this is something I've got to get better at. On the flip side of that, it's really hard for me to accept that kind of help. You know, I'm not very good at. I've got to get better at accepting that. I've seen that more, Paul. You, Paul Friot, you know this probably more than anybody since we've built this facility. Just the amount of people unsolicited that have helped here, that have, you know, come and spent their time or donated equipment or supplies, and I'm blown away by these people that see it on Facebook or on social media that have just jumped in and have just said, I want to be part of that, and have jumped in and supported it. And I that's an example of that. You know, they're not asking for I always post it and say thank you on social media, but they're not asking me to do that. They're just, it's been people that have just jumped in there and have given some of this stuff and done, you know, and supported it. And I've got to do a better job of appreciating that when people do it for me, you know, of recognizing how it is, because that's part of it too, is to, I mean, I certainly appreciate it. It's awkward for me to accept that kind of help and, you know, because I'm just not used to that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think that I show appreciation, but I've got to be better able and willing to accept it when people, because that's part of the gift, right? Is when somebody does that, I mean, making them, like you said, the lady, you know, was in, you know, tears of appreciation, I would assume.
It's like she couldn't reconcile that a total stranger just stopped to help them.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of the gift to you is her appreciation, right? The way she expressed
Totally. Yeah.
That.
I mean,
and that's, and
great.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? And what have I done?
It's a big deal.
5 minutes out of my day and you know, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Last couple minutes. Well, any other thoughts on this? I know this is kind of a strange topic. I hope that this topic is one that makes you guys think or that you find relevant to what we do. It just struck me after we were talking about this last week. And, you know, we had Memorial Day weekend and we kind of ended the call last week talking about sacrifice and, you know, the ultimate sacrifice, right, that people have, you know, and that have put on a uniform and given their lives for the country, you know, but you know, it just got me thinking about that over the weekend, and that's why I wanted to do this topic. But any final thoughts on that, either related to what we do in the industry or just in general?
Always have a glass half full. Always have a positive attitude. And random acts of kindness and being a good human, I think, will take you far. You need to know.
You know, don't we need – and it feels like, especially this year, you know, we enter into another election year, you know, we're in the next couple months. You're going to see that polarization and, you know, unfortunately, it is the way things are now where people – you know, they're polarized and antagonistic to each other. And I just think more and more and more, this is such a good time to do that and just randomly and do it without caring, you know, what their politics are, what their religion is or what their beliefs are, their social, you know, whatever. You do it for people that you know nothing about. And it just feels good. That's the way I can end this. And I just feel like the world needs a lot more of that right now. And so I'd encourage you to try it. If you've never done anything like that, although I suspect everybody on this call has had experiences like that. And and thank you. You're not getting thanks from the people that you gave to blindly, you know, in stealth, but I'm saying thank you because it makes the world a better place when you do stuff like that. It makes you all good people, and we need good people in the world. So I say thank you. All right, I don't have anything else unless anybody else has a final comment or thought. It is a gift that you guys give to me every time you log on to this call. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Everybody be safe. We will talk to you next week, if not before. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a good day.
Thanks,
Kelly. You too.